From a back road in Texas, you're listening to Red Belly Radio. Hello, and thank you for listening to Red Belly Radio. My name is Steve Heaser. I recorded this interview a while back, and I've been holding it for just the right occasion. With our 38th anniversary just last week, I feel that this is the right occasion. I realize the title of this podcast, Our First Flight and the Bovine Challenge, might sound a little contradictory, but work with me. I think you'll like us. Bob Phillips has made a career as the Texas Country Reporter. His syndicated TV show has been on in a number of markets in Texas for years as he travels the back roads and reports stories of ordinary people doing interesting things. I caught up with Bob and interviewed the interviewer. Why we talked about the first part is obvious. The second part, we'll get to that. I understand you have a claim to fame with Southwest's history. Could you tell us about it?
I was one of the very few people who flew on the very first flight out of Dallas. 1971, June, I believe, of 1971. I was a television cameraman for KDFW-TV back then. And my job that day was to go with a reporter and fly either to Houston or San Antonio. I don't remember which it was. We flew down there and turned around and came back to Dallas on the next flight and just shot video. Actually, it was film back then. It was shot film of that first flight. And the one thing that I recall is that there were far more media people on that flight than there were paying customers. A little different from today.
You've seen a lot of changes over the years. Obviously, Southwest starting with three cities and three planes.
Three cities and three planes. And because Southwest has, for most of my career, has been a sponsor of my television show, I have been one of the people that's been standing in the wings waiting anxiously as Southwest has added cities over the years. I remember getting really excited when Southwest started adding, you know, Lubbock and you know, Midland, Odessa, and El Paso. Boy, that was way out there. And do you remember? Most people don't even know this. Do you know that one time Southwest Airlines actually flew into Beaumont, Texas?
No more.
Beaumont is special to my heart because I have a home in Beaumont. I'm married to somebody from Beaumont, to a news anchor in Beaumont. So I'm still holding on for the flights to go back to Big Beaumont.
Well, I'm not in the loop as to deciding on what our next cities will be, but I would not hold my breath for Beaumont anytime soon. And yes, I knew that we flew there for a while. I looked it up, and we served the Jefferson County Airport, which serves Beaumont, Port Arthur, and Orange, Texas, from March 5th, 1979 to September 5th, 1980. Bob and I continued talking, and here is where the fun starts. All careers have a launching point, but few of us can claim that a quadruped was involved.
When I first started my television show, it was this was in the early 70s, and everything was very serious. Back then, the news was, you know, very serious. We had Watergate and Vietnam and all of this kind of stuff. And so the powers that be and the guys in the carpeted office at the television station said, okay, you can go out and do this show out in these small towns in our viewing area, but you've got to ask them serious news questions. And so I would go out and do the man on the street interview. What do you think about Watergate? What do you think about Vietnam? How do you think things are going to affect the country? What do you think about the price of gas? What do you think about, even back then, what do you think about Richard Nixon? And, you know, I would go out, and people in small towns think the same thing as people in big towns. There just aren't as many of them. And I grew very, very tired of that. And so one day, I saw these two guys standing talking over the back of a pickup truck in front of a feed store in Forney, Texas. And I walked up to them, and I remember the topic of conversation that day was supposed to be something very serious and newsy. But for some reason, my defiant side came out, and I said, can either one of you guys tell me, does a cow stand up with her front legs or her back legs first? And the first guy says, cow always stands up with her front legs first. And the second guy says, since when? The other guy says, since the dawn of time, that's when. These two guys disagreed over how a cow gets to its feet and almost got into a fist fight. I got to tell you, that made great television. And after that episode aired, my bosses said, okay, you can dump all that news stuff. We got plenty of news on the air.
Well, Bob, did you ever find out, actually, which a cow stands up on?
You're wondering. You're wanting me to tell you.
I will pose this to the blog world.
I think that's what we need to do. We need to. You need to have some sort of contest or something and let people tell you, because I'm going to tell you this. I'm not going to answer your question. I'm just going to tell you there is no definitive answer. They always stand up the same way, but there is no definitive answer. That's your clue.
Okay, blogosphere, our podcastosphere. Is that an osphere? I like it, though. Podcastosphere. Why not? Here is your chance to weigh in on this. How does a cow stand up? With her front legs first or hind legs first? If you think you know, and by the way, I do not know, please post a comment on the blog associated with the podcast. It is the same title as the episode, Our First Flight and the Bovine Challenge. I actually tried to find YouTube footage of this and was not too successful. So maybe you have actually seen this happen and can convey your story. You can learn more about Bob's travels at texascountryreporter.com. He's a real nice guy and does some interesting TV. Well, that does it for this episode. Red Belly Radio is a trademark of the Southwest Airlines Company. This episode is copyrighted 2009. The captain has indicated that we have come to the conclusion of this podcast. Please turn off and stow all portable electronic devices.